Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Track Talk with Cleburne Railroader skipper Shelby Ford. Track Talk is a weekly program where you, the fans, can ask the Cleburne skipper questions about the railroaders, baseball or sports in general, or just seek Shelby's wisdom about life events that are going on out there. In this week's episode, the skipper talks to us about the tough schedule that the team is facing. He discusses what it will take to get the railroaders back on track. And will the skipper sing the Oklahoma State alma mater for us? Let's find out on Track Talk. Well, let's welcome back Skipper Shelby Ford. Skipper, do you have any team updates for us?
Unfortunately, we had to release our second baseman, Jordan Dean. And we activated outfielder Chevy Clark and signed him to a contract. You know, it's never easy getting rid of a player, especially an older player like Dean, but, you know, we felt maybe doing that and helping him catch on somewhere else might have been a better fit, or new scenery would help him get going. And he completely understood. You know, we told him, hey, you're a good ball player. You know, we want you to believe in that. We believe in that. Just maybe a change of scenery would help you out ultimately.
Before heading into fan questions, I just want to ask you a few questions. Let's first of all start out with, you're getting outstanding pitching this season, but the hitting really hasn't come around to the point to know where you're looking for. Are there things you're seeing right now that you can address to try to fix at this point?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of it is their physical approach or their mental approach as well. You know, they just need to go up there, relax, and have an at bat like they're capable of doing, instead of trying to be a hitter that they're not. You know, the top end and back end of the batting order aren't typically going to be your guys that are going to consistently, you know, drive the ball out of the park or something like that. They just stay within their approach, drive it through the infield. But then the big guys need to be a little bit more aggressive in hitters' counts, being ready for the fastball and getting the barrel there, but a good swing on the ball.
You've had a lot of guys here who have had a great deal of success in this league, so I'm assuming that you're kind of just telling them to stay within themselves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like I tell them, hey, the season's still young. We're 20 games in. No reason to panic. You know, we're obviously, I don't think record-wise we should be where we are, but, I mean, being close within 3 games of .500, I mean, it's still pleasing to see because we've been in theoretically every game that we've played. So once they start figuring out, hey, you know, we are a good team and we've beat 3 of the top-tier teams, you know, annually in the league, series-wise, I mean, it's a confidence deal. Once they learn that they can play at that high level consistently, then it gets really fun from there.
You're facing a really tough part of your schedule right now, starting with Lincoln tonight, but these are 3 of the teams that are ahead of you in the standings at this particular point that are coming up. I'm sure the team is pretty excited about the opportunity to impact their own place in the standings.
Oh, absolutely. You know, seeing them get on the bus last night and then getting off the bus this morning, they're ready to come out and play. They know they have something to prove, and they know they've been underachieving at the same time. And I think this last homestand where, you know, we beat St. Paul 2-3 and then unfortunately lost 3 straight to Sioux City, but, you know, all 6 games were really good games. So I think they got a little humbled, a little embarrassed by getting swept on their own field. And, you know, they're going to come out ready to play and swing the bats and get after them.
At this point in the season, you know, you're about 20 games into your first year here in Cleburne. What are some things that you're thinking that you're bringing to the team that will actually help them to get to become a playoff team?
You know, we have a really good coaching staff around us. Ed Pruitt, Ed Campanello, you know, to pitching coach, hitting coach, they have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge to give. Matt Helms, you know, being a younger guy, fresh off of playing, you know, he's really smart with the hitters as well. And myself, you know, I've always kind of been a student of the game. Coming up affiliated with the Pirates, you know, if I wasn't playing, I was pretty much always standing next to the managers and asking questions or trying to learn something. So I feel like I've kind of gone beyond my years in that aspect just to learn the game. I mean, I was always watching, always asking questions. I wanted to know more. So if I got into a situation where I was able to manage or, you know, assistant coach or whatever, then I would be ready to know what to do and be able to give the guys the knowledge that they need as well.
Well, let's start with our fan questions. We begin with Ray, who would like to know, how frustrating is this for Rafael Palmeiro to not really be able to get on the field?
You know, I'm frustrated for Rafi. He spent all offseason getting in shape and making sure he was ready to play. And, you know, the harsh thing about this game is a lot of people call it a young man's sport. Well, even for him being 53 years old, he's in phenomenal shape. But at the same time, you know, the body starts breaking down and, you know, you can't move like you used to be able to. But there's no doubt that he wants to be out there just killing him, that he can't be right now. But he's progressing along really well from his injury. And, you know, hopefully this series he'll be able to get out there, or maybe even DH potentially.
John asks, he says, I've lived in Cleburne for nearly 40 years, and it surprises me how the city has not really embraced this team. Do you feel there has been adequate support for the team from the community? Because I don't.
You know, I've kind of heard mixed reviews on that. Obviously, you know, whenever we have a homestand or whatnot, we see a lot of fans in the seats. You know, sometimes, you know, people come and say, hey, where's the advertising? Where's the this or that for the schedule, you know, sending players out in the community. So we're trying to get on top of that, do that, and really, you know, spread our name throughout the community, not just Cleburne, but, you know, Godley, Glenrose, and surrounding small towns like that as well. But the one thing that we're trying to do compared to the last year is, you know, we're trying to set a culture here. We're trying to give something the fans can relate to and are going to enjoy coming out and see a ball game.
You know, I just want to say I was there last weekend, and a fantastic place to watch a ball game. I bet you just love playing in your stadium.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing better than having, you know, the bowl seats right there. It feels like it's pretty close on top of you. You know, just the echo of it makes you feel like you're in a bigger ballpark than what you are. And, you know, I've heard a lot of teams, managers, and even umpires say they love it there because it feels like a bigger atmosphere.
It's kind of got that Field of Dreams look to it, too, with kind of cornfields out to that center field. It's kind of interesting look for sure.
Oh, exactly.
Sean would like to know, he says, do you feel like you need someone who is more of a true closer? It seems like you are not as confident in the back end of your bullpen.
Oh, I'm very confident in the back end of my bullpen. You know, we've got three guys back there in Blackwell, Wilson, and Cox that have all been closers or back end guys. So it's really, if one guy is down that day, we have two other guys that we are very confident in putting out there on the mound. So basically it's not leaning on one more than the other to wear one guy out to keep one guy fresh. So, I mean, we've got endless possibilities between those three guys.
The one thing I've noticed in the way that you've used the three is they seem like they could come in at any part of a game. You could throw, you know, you did use Wilson, I think, in a three-inning stint about 6 or 7 days ago, but he closed out games for you as well. These guys can come into any spot for you and help you win games.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we used Wilson as that game, that last game in Wichita, that I felt, you know, hey, we needed the guy with the plus fastball to come in and really slam the door on them and give us the best chance to come away with the victory. And that is, you know, that's ultimately what happened. Blackwell, he's been a starter before. He's been a long reliever, and he's also been a closer. So he knows how to handle himself and stay ready and stay on top of this game. And, you know, Cortland, he's been a kind of a middle relief, long reliever, and also a back end guy as well. So they're all their mentalities are, you know, they're going to give us what they can and what they need to give us to make sure that we stay in the ball game or come out on top as well.
We have a couple of questions from Bill. First of all, he says, I like that you have not been overreactionary with the team. What I mean is that you have not made a number of moves just to make moves. Has that been your intention to just give guys a chance?
You really have to give guys a chance to gel and mesh with each other. You know, we don't get the luxury of having a month-long spring training like affiliated baseball does. We get basically 10 days for these guys to learn each other and play together. So we have to give guys a chance to work out their own problems, or we have to give guys a chance to really get in the groove. And basically you have a two-and-a-half-week window right there, and then, you know, ultimately the business side takes over and you have to start making moves to better yourself or to help a guy get into a new situation that he can potentially take off and flourish. You know, you never want to see anybody fail in this game. And, you know, if you can help a guy get somewhere else and keep a job, then, you know, you've done something right.
Bill would also like to know, do you feel like the Railroaders are on the right track, pun intended?
I read that one. I enjoyed that question. You know, I really believe we're on the right track. You know, we've got a great community behind us, I feel, between all the small towns in Cleburne itself. And then the culture that we're trying to set something that is, you know, these guys are going to come out, play hard day in, day out, and they're going to have the right mentality and the right attitude to do it. You know, we just don't want anybody in here that's going to tear apart a team. We want these guys to be brothers because they're with each other day in, day out, every day.
Denny would like to know, how do teams like Wichita and Winnipeg always have success? Can we do that here?
Well, teams like, you know, Wichita and Winnipeg, unfortunately, I believe this is probably Wichita's last year in the league, but, you know, these teams have always been good because they've always gone out and marketed themselves. They've always had, you know, guys that went out and you know, got players based on what they could do for them. And I believe that we are capable of doing that here. I mean, I feel like it's already been a pretty decent start. I mean, yeah, we're 8-11, but still, it's a young season so far. And, you know, between, Ed Pruitt, Ed Campanella, and myself, I mean, we've got contacts to, you know, help get these guys out of here, to give them something to play for. But hey, day in, day out, you go out and play and bust your butt. You know, we can make phone calls and the guys start coming in, taking a look at you. And, you know, we can ultimately get them out of here. You know, that's our goal, is to help guys further their career, get back to affiliated ball, or get their first taste of affiliated ball.
Adam would like to know, what are some ways that you recommend improving hitting overall at the plate?
You know, our guys just need to relax. You know, once they relax and finally get back into that mentality that they had during spring training, you know, you're going to see it take off in offense. And the offensive production will be, you know, phenomenal. It'll be almost like it was that final game in Sioux City, where they came out, rattled off the 9 or 10 runs within the first 4 innings. I mean, they were on the ball, on fire, and they were ready to hit. So once we get them in that mindset, ready to hit from the very first pitch, then they're going to take off.
I could be wrong, but I think Adam is asking, if you have tips for a person to just be able to improve their own hitting, like if he was wanting to get better at the plate himself.
Okay. You know, really for that, I mean, just smaller drills, T-work, soft toss, front toss, you know, getting a good base under yourself and making sure, you know, you're keeping that head and front shoulder in on the ball. So, you know, if you're able to do that, and then, you know, those are the general basic steps, and then you start working on your timing. You know, hitting's a little harder because you have to time yourself and you have to time the pitcher. Well, if one of those is a little bit off, then you're going to be all out of whack, and you're going to have to try to reset yourself. You know, it's like I tell guys, like, hey, get your foot down early if you're scuffling. Keep that head still so you can see the ball longer. You can react to it, and you know where it's going to be versus trying to do everything at one time, your head's going forward and the ball's coming at you. You know, if you're trying to go at something that is coming at you, it's going to make it seem like it's a lot faster than what it is.
Awesome. Ian asks, are you a fan of the way that Major League Baseball has been looking to shorten games, like pitch clocks and limiting manager visits?
Honestly, I hate it. you know, I get the... I understand the argument for the pitch clocks because some pitchers take forever. I get that. But baseball is a game that it's not exactly a fast-paced sport. It can be. You know, you can rattle off a two-hour, two-and-a-half-hour game, or you can rattle off a three-to-three-and-a-half-hour game. You know, but you start trying to tinker with too much, and you're only causing more problems. You know, it kind of coincides with the whole replay deal as well. You know, I'm not a fan of the replay unless you're trying to look at, you know, was it a home run? Where did it hit? Or something like that. You know, sports are basically human error and how you overcome adversity. How are you able to bounce back from a missed call? How are you able to, you know, overcome that adversity mentally to stay in a game and stay prepared for the rest of the game?
And we close out this week from Jan, who I'm impressed is admitting this living in Texas, but she says, I love Oklahoma State football. Will you sing the alma mater for us?
You know, out of respect for the alma mater, I'm not going to sing it because I've never been musically inclined of all that. I mean, I could tell you what it is, but you know, I can't sing it. But, you know, it's proud and immortal, bright shines your name, Oklahoma State, we herald your fame. Ever you'll find us loyal and true to our alma mater, OSU. You know, I learned that really quick when I went up there, because I was always an OSU fan, kind of growing up. It was always, you know, UT, OSU, and all that. So when I got the opportunity to go to Oklahoma State, you know, I made sure I learned it forwards and backwards and everything else just because the culture up there. I mean, it's an awesome little town. You know, there's nothing better. I mean, I loved it to death, and, you know, I try to get back up there, but it's been a couple of years, but, you know, I intend on getting up there this year at some point.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us this week, Shelby.
Thank you.
We want to thank Skipper Shelby Ford for joining us on Track Talk this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Cleveland Railroader Skipper, please send them to us at AskShelby@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. That's AskShelby@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the Skipper a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Track Talk.